Or rather, now there is. Case has no idea how many pages of posts have accumulated since the site's first day. She's never gone back and looked at that, at the UR site, the early days. But now she enters and searches, Case P. On the contrary, as I was saying yesterday... Ah, not her first post. At first she hadn't been called Case P. Re-enters Case. Hi, how many segments in all? Just downloaded the one where he's on the rooftop. Has anyone been able to do anything with those chimney pots? Is that what you call them? She'd added the P later because there had briefly been another Case, a surname, a Marvin in Wichita, who'd also pronounced it Case, not Casey. She feels somewhat the way she might have if she uncovered her high school yearbook. Here's Parkaboy's first post. Well, suck me raw with a breast pump. I thought I was the only one out here obsessing about the peculiar beauties of this particularly spotty stretch of anomalous cinematic prairie. Anybody into cowboy poetry as well? Because let me assure you, I'm not. This had been prior to Lion Arkea's arrival, after 3 days of which Parkaboy had made the first of his many noisy departures from the site. She fiddles with the matte alloy buttons on her armrest, converting her bed into a lounger. It feels good when it moves, powerful motors devoted to her comfort. She settles back in her black sweats, having declined the offer of a BA romper suit, and pulls the tartan blanket across her legs, iBook on her stomach, adjusts the snaky fiber-optic reading lamp with its head like a policeman's flashlight, exits the CD-ROM and clicks on Filmy and Maurice's edit. It opens on that rooftop against the oddly shaped chimneys. He is there. Walks to the low parapet, looks out toward a city that never resolves. A frame grab on what he sees would reveal only a faint arrangement of vertical and horizontal lines. No focus, definitely a skyline, but not enough information to provide any sort of identification. Rule out Manhattan, others, there are lists arguing the places it cannot, might not be. Maurice cuts to that segment that consists entirely of long shots, the girl in the formal park. Sometimes, when she watches a good edit, and this is one of the best, it's as though it's all new. She sinks into it with joy and anticipation, and when the edit ends, she's shocked. That's it. All there is. How can that be? This is one of those times. It ends. She falls asleep, iBook on her lap. When she wakes, the cabin is darker, and she needs to pee. Grateful that she isn't wearing a BA romper, she shuts the iBook down, stows it away, unbuckles her seatbelt, puts on BA slippers, and makes her way back toward the toilets. Passing as she does, what can only be the sleeping form of Billy Pryan, snoring lightly, his still unparalyzed mouth slightly opened. He has his tartan blanket arranged around his shoulders like an old man in a bath chair, his face slack and inert. She blinks, trying to convince herself that this cannot be the former lead singer of BSE, but it quite clearly is, all in what looks to be last season's Agnes B. Holm.